another bonus episode for you. Woo! You sick of my voice yet? So today, hello, thank you for joining me. We've got bulk podcast vibes this week. Today, I wanted to talk about fears and shame and what we hold on to that sometimes we don't really feel has a really... how big the impact is of our shame and fear. So I just want you to imagine for a minute. Imagine having a mind that is free from all the noise, all the chatter, all the what-if scenarios. Imagine feeling free from that noise. Imagine not worrying or caring about what others are thinking of you. Imagine not worrying about what others are saying about you. Like, imagine how incredible that would be. Imagine having time to do the shit you want without worrying about other people, without pleasing people, without trying to fit in. Imagine doing everyday things without the worry, without the what-if scenarios creeping in. Ooh, should you do it like that? Oh, hello. Hi. Should you really have those placemats on the table? What are people going to think? They're going to think you have a bad taste. Oh my gosh, what? Should you be buying that? Because when you put it through the checkout, they're going to be judging the fuck out of you because you bought black and gold version. Oh my God, are those tampons? Are you a woman? And I'm just sharing this because I used to get anxious around putting like tampons through or condoms through or things through at the shopping centre on the belt. Like, what the hell? I dreamt of trying to do everyday things. And I know I'm not the only one. Or if I am, oh God, I'm owning it. But do you just hate how you stress and worry and your anxiety is triggered by everyday things? I want you to know I get it. Imagine being present. Just being in the moment, just sitting and eating your salad and thinking, this is delicious. Check out the colour of those cranberries. Oh, look, is that a bird? Isn't that beautiful? Actually taking in your surroundings without having to do meditation or yoga or breath work or sitting still. Imagine being present, but being you, by being busy, but being present. Like, how cool is that? Imagine being present, but not bored. Imagine feeling lighter. Imagine generally just giving less fucks about the small shit. Not worrying about if your toilet has enough toilet paper in it. You know, because you couldn't be that person if a friend came over and went to the toilet and there was no toilet paper. Like, you couldn't be that person, right? Imagine not worrying about shit like that. Imagine not having anxiety control your life. Because, honestly, it is possible. And it's not about taking a magic pill or doing anything like that. And I'm sharing this because I wanted these things so badly. Every single day. I wanted to be able to just go to the shops and not get anxiety from the night before about planning, going to the shops, about writing the list. Have I forgotten something on the list? You know, how about driving to the shops? Like, getting anxiety around what the shop may look like, or if they haven't got the certain sauce that I wanted for the spaghetti bolognese that I had, and then worrying about if I had to go to five different shops because I couldn't just like buy any random sauce, could I? No, because it would taste different to like my normal one, and I wouldn't want to have people eating my spaghetti bolognese and thinking it's shit because like they knew that it's this specific sauce. Like, are you laughing along or are you thinking, fuck, Lou, your anxiety was bad? Honestly, this was every day about everything. And 4 years ago, I didn't have to imagine anymore. This was like a dream come true for me. And I am now living without anxiety, controlling my life. I cannot remember the last time I had anxiety. And all I did was do the deepest, honest work on myself. And I've spent the last 3 years teaching this exact framework, this exact process that I took to make it possible to now live like lighter, more free, more with more inner confidence. I have taken myself out of living in a mental shitstorm for 2 decades. I'm now out the other side. And, you know, I'm sharing this with you because, like, to be honest, like, it's really fucking, like, I'm getting a bit uncomfortable with, you know, kind of sharing this stuff in a way that it's like, hey, come and fucking come and buy this mastermind, come and be a part of this mastermind, come and change your life. And it's a bit weird because I remember being so anxious and so judgmental and so closed. Like, I was not open because I was just like, there isn't a way out. I've tried everything. So when I heard people like me, you know, selling me their stuff, I was like, yeah, you don't fucking know. Like, nah, like, you look at you, you're a cult. It's a lie. It's, you know, like, that's what I used to think in my head. But there's a difference. And like, I've said to myself, you know, I need to share this with you and with the world because I get it. I get what it was like. And now that I'm out the other side, it's bloody possible. And I would do a disservice to you guys if I didn't share what I'd done with you. Because what I had learned is that each and every one of us can free ourselves, right? It sounds really bloody corny, doesn't it? But it's the truth. And I wanted to share with you some of the transformations from my clients over the past 3 years because I don't want you to just take my word for it. But I think, you know, if you're here and you're listening and you've been a part of kind of me sharing my journey, you know that I get it because I share all the random shit, like getting, you know, anxiety around putting my tampons on the bloody conveyor belt in the shops, worrying that people are going to, you know, judge me that I've got my fucking period. You know, like, come on. Like, and this is the thing, I laugh now because whenever I share these past stories of how I used to be triggered and used to stress and worry about the stupidest shit, it's funny because I was just like, I can't believe that controlled so much of my life and space in my head. And, you know, and I share these stories because these are the stories that you wouldn't share. These are the stories that no one shares because it's so like in our heads, we're like, that's so messed up. Like, I should just be okay with the fact that I am a woman who needs tampons and I am purchasing them, you know? Like, and not worry about the person behind me thinking, oh, she must have her period. Wow, I wonder what brand she's, you know, like, it's funny. It's fucking hilarious, isn't it? So I share this because this is just a snippet of what you get in the mastermind, what I share with you. So if you have thoughts and if things are triggering you that you're like, I can't say this out loud because that's so crazy and messed up that I'm even thinking this. If you have those things, I promise you that I will probably share them in this intimate mastermind group, because my focus is to help you guys know that where these thoughts come from, why they're there, and help you get rid of them by me sharing what I had done, by me guiding you to gain your own inner trust, inner confidence, to start giving less fucks about these small everyday things that you so desperately want to just be able to do and not care about the random shit. So I just want to quickly share, if it's okay with you, I'd just like to share four of the testimonials that I have been given over the last few years. There's heaps more on the website if you want to have a look. Or if you want to have a call with me, please send me a DM. And if you're listening to this after the fact, please still come and say hello. Please come and reach out and know that I would love to be able to support you in removing anxiety from your life and helping you gain inner confidence. So this is from Sarah. She's a mum of two in Australia. I'm a different person in the most wonderful and positive of ways. Lou, there are no words. Thank you so much for bringing to light the internal burden anxiety sufferers bear. I've never been as open and honest with myself as I have whilst doing your course. It's been so therapeutic to just sit, to just own it, sit in it, process it, and move on from it. I love self-development and reflection, and this is the most raw, authentic one I've ever done. It's been incredible. I just feel so much happier, authentically happy, confident with what makes me happy in my life, and making sure I fill my life with all of those things. I'm a different person in the most wonderful and positive of ways. Thank you for being such a fierce advocate for anxiety sufferers. Now, this is Alicia. She's a small business owner and a first-time mum. I can now say that I'm on my way to moving on and forward in my life. Wow, what can I say? This program was exactly what I needed. I've been a sufferer of anxiety for a very long time. I just didn't identify it was anxiety until now. I knew there had been a reason why I was so down emotional all the time and just couldn't move out of the past. Having my daughter made everything so much worse, particularly with running my business and balancing my family. Over the program, I can now say that I am on my way to moving on and forward in my life. I can identify my anxiety. I know where it is coming from. I know what it looks like and how it makes me feel. And now that I can identify all of this, I can start to stop my reactive process and start thinking it through, then letting it take me over. If you've been struggling with anxiety and can't find your way through, then this is the course for you. It's a lot of work, a lot of digging, a lot of bringing the past back, but it is worth every tear, sore hand pain from writing, and the effort and time that you put into this course. I feel so much more confident. I've found me again. I'm so proud of myself for how far I've come. I've learned a lot about myself and others and will continue to catch myself out and learn from situations that make me uncomfortable. This program will give you all the answers you've been looking for about anxiety, the answers you haven't been able to find elsewhere with psychologists or with symptom management. It focuses on the real, raw truth and awareness of your upbringing, your emotional needs, why you do what you do, and how it relates back to the root cause of your anxiety. How did I kick my anxiety to the curb? I dug deep. I was honest with myself. I accepted my past. I gained new perspectives, and now I'm owning the new, real me and my future as my true self. Like, these are just some, like, I get goosebumps and a tear in my eye because it is, yeah, they speak for themselves. And I just want to personally invite you to join this intimate, safe, incredible community. And if you're feeling called, if you've been on this launch journey of mine, you know, and you keep listening, you keep reading, there's something inside you that you know you need to do this. What is stopping you? Is it your fear? Fear of, oh, what if it doesn't work? Fear of, what if what I'm gonna find I don't like? Fear of actually changing your life. Fear of not having anxiety anymore. And I share this because this is a huge realization of mine. Because anxiety was such a huge part of who I was scared of knowing, like, what was I underneath? What if I, who was I without anxiety? Who was I without, you know, what if I stopped caring about people? You know, like, there was so many questions in my head and I was scared shitless. Because I'd want you to know that I get if you're scared of not having your anxiety anymore, even though you so desperately want to get rid of it, but you're probably thinking, but who am I without it? Who am I? Who am I? But this is what this mastermind is about. You find the real you under your layers, the layers that have been masking you for your whole fucking life. You find that inner trust and confidence and power and love for yourself. So you can accept yourself, so you can own yourself, you can own the shit in the past, you can move on from it. It is so powerful, and I promise you what you find will change your life. You will become you. Those layers that you've been hiding behind, you understand them so you can let go of them if you want. Some of the layers you might want to keep. You might want to keep them for certain situations, but the biggest thing is you have this choice. So this is your opportunity to learn all the deepest shit about who you are, why you are the way you are. And if it's calling you, please take action. Or even just have a chat with me. If it's not right now, it could be in the future. Or I could share with you some tools to support you right now. If the financial investment gets you feeling all fucking weird and shit, have the uncomfortable open conversation with your partner, with your parents, with you, get the help you need to support this investment for your mental health. If you need a longer extended payment plan, reach out to me. I get it. So I hope that this enables you to have a hard think about you stepping into uncomfortable action. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to move forward is uncomfortable action. But very, very quickly, I promise you will, that those nerves, the fear will be slowly replaced with curiosity, with excitement, with just this feeling of, I don't know, like you just feel lighter because you understand who you are and why you are the way you are. So please choose to do the deep work and take that step and reach out. We're closing on the 2nd of April 2022. After this date, then please still reach out. Jump on the waitlist for the next.